Hey, VoiceTubers! Welcome back to today's pronunciation challenge. I'm your host, Julia. Today is Friday, and I'm happy that you're here with me. Have you got any plans for this weekend? Or you are all ready and dressed up for Friday night? Well, I wish you all a wonderful weekend. Seize the moments and do something fun, because time is your most precious gift. Today, we're gonna talk about Harry Potter. Well, not Harry Potter. His real name is Daniel Radcliffe. He's well known for portraying the most popular protagonist in the movie series Harry Potter. I'm wondering if you are a die-hard fan of Harry Potter like I am. I mean, who doesn't love Harry Potter? It's awesome. The magical world is legit. What's your favorite spell in Harry Potter? Mine is Lumos, meaning light up. Isn't it cute? Leave your favorite spell below and share with me. So, if you're crazy about Harry Potter, make sure to check out today's video. You'll find out more about Daniel Radcliffe and his famous figure. Alright, let's firstly take a look at today's sentence and vocabulary. Here we go. Normally, you can end up getting mildly irritated with guys like that in the audience. But actually, that time, we were just like, "You're great! You don't care at all that you're at a play." Alright, once again. Normally, you can end up getting mildly irritated with guys like that in the audience. But actually, that time, we were just like, "You're great. You don't care at all that you're at a play." 一般来说，你最后可能会有点被这样的观众微微惹怒。但事实上，那一次我们就只觉得，你太棒了，你一点也不在意你正在看表演。今天 pronunciation challenge 的句子是 Daniel Radcliffe 在一次演出中遇到一个老先生观众的反应。那我们就直接来看第一个单字。The first vocabulary is normally. Normally is an adverb meaning according with, constituting or not deviating from a norm, rule or principle. 它的中文意思是通常、平常、一般的。假设你想说这个公园一般来说周末时总是充满了人，那么你就可以说 Normally, this park is packed with people on the weekends. 或者说，如果你想问你的朋友 Eric 通常都几点回到家，你就可以说 What time does Eric normally get home? 然后 normally 其实还有很多的 synonyms 同义字，比方说 typically, ordinarily, 或者是 commonly 都可以交替互换使用。Alright, let's move on to our second vocabulary. Well, it's not vocabulary, it's actually a phrase. End up. To reach or come to a place, condition, or situation that was not planned or expected. 最后处于,最后成为,以什么告终,指一件事情最后的状态。比方说,你的弟弟原本打算要去图书馆读一整天的书,但他最后却跑去打篮球。Then you can say,My brother was originally planning to study at the library for a whole day, yet he ended up playing basketball. 但是 in my personal opinion, 我觉得 as long as you can manage your time well and strike a balance between work and leisure, then that is good. 只要你可以好好运用你的时间，并且在工作还有休闲取得一个平衡，那么休闲运动都是好的。那我们来看第二个例句。The once reputable tycoon ended up in jail because of bribery. 那位曾经很受人尊敬的富豪最后却因为行贿而被捕入狱。这里 end up 一样有很多个 synonyms, 比方说 turn out to be, finish as, 还有最后一个 wind up. 这边要特别注意的是最后一个同义词 wind up, 它的发音是 wind, 不是常常听到的风 wind, 虽然它们的拼法都是 wind,我们用 wind up 来造一个句子。You will wind up staying up late doing all the reports if you keep procrastinating. 你若一直拖延，最后将落入熬夜赶报告的处境。那我们这边要特别补充 procrastinate 这个字。Procrastinate 是一个不及物动词，意思是拖延、耽搁。所以要注意 procrastinate 后面不能再加其他名词。For example, I know that I have to cope with this problem at some point.I cannot procrastinate anymore. 我知道我迟早都要处理这个问题，我不能再拖延了。Alright, our third vocab is irritate. Irritate, meaning to provoke impatience, anger, or displeasure. 它是一个动词，指的是激怒、使恼火。那 irritate 这个字一样有很多的同义字 synonyms， 像是 aggravate、annoy、bother。那我们来看要怎么将 irritate 用在一个句子里。For example, the sound of the clock irritated that sleepless man. 时钟的声音使那位失眠的男人感到恼怒。那我们这边特别来补充它的同义字 bother。Bother。Bother 一样有烦怒、使激怒、使恼火的意思。比方说，隔壁工厂的噪音使我们感到烦怒，所以我们就离开了。The noise from the nearby factory kept bothering us, so we left. And the second example is, the employee's excuses for his wrongdoings really irritated the boss. 那位员工为自己做错事而造的借口惹怒了老板。Alright, let's come to our last phrase. Not at all. Not at all. It means not a bit. Used to say no or not strongly. 用于表达强烈的否定，一点也不。For example, that mother is not at all happy about her son's misbehavior at school. 那位妈妈对于儿子在学校的不良举止一点都不感到开心。那我们这边来看 not at all， 其实还有第二个用法，是用于对致谢的礼貌回答，意思是别客气。It is sometimes used as a polite response after an expression of appreciation or thanks. For example, 当 A 说Thanks for your tremendous help at the venue. 真的很谢谢你在会场帮了一个大忙。那么 B 就可以说 Not at all, it was a pleasure. 哪里？那是我的荣幸。 Okay, that's all for today. If you're still thinking about what you're gonna do on the weekends, I recommend you to grab a book of Harry Potter, look for a nice cozy place, and start to read. Or maybe binge watch the Harry Potter series, that might be a great choice too. Alright, I hope you enjoyed today's show. Stay tuned and don't forget to practice pronunciation challenge every day. See you next time on the pronunciation challenge here from VoiceTube.